Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings to everyone that is tuning in throughout this world and on this earth to the Black Box Show, this internet radio show that's been taking place, that's been going strong since 2010. I thank you for tuning in, those that have been consistent, and for those that have been tuning in, this being your first time, second or third time, thank you for tuning in to the Black Box Show. On this beautiful morning, Tuesday morning, some that are getting off from work, some that are in traffic, especially in traffic jam, on your way to work, thank you for tuning in while you are in motion. This topic this morning, entitled The Power of Persistence. The Power of Persistence. I'm going straight into this. Persistence is a state of mind based upon the following causes. As you review these, and I want you to write this down, take some notes and play it back in your mind, especially with this show. You can share this show with others that they can listen to it at any time they feel and download this show as well. Take inventory of yourself. Which of these eight factors that I'm getting ready to name, which of these eight factors of persistence do you lack? Because these are some of the things that I had to write down and be honest with myself and say, Roosevelt, this is what you are lacking in. I know you probably been doing what you've been doing for a long time, but in truth, Roosevelt, have you gotten the results that you should? Have you gotten the results that you wanted? And a lot of us, most times, we do not like to hear the truth about us. We can get caught up looking at everybody else, what they may be lacking in, what they need to overcome, what they need to stay away from, whom they need to stay away from, instead of us looking within ourselves, doing that inventory check, and to see and witness what we have been living. Is it really working for us? Is it really benefiting us and our family? Now I'm getting ready, and I want you to really, really be honest with yourself, and I want you to write this down. Like I said, you can play this back when the show has ended. You can play this back and take notes. These are some of the things that a lot of us may be lacking in. And I'm going to read a list of them, 1 through 8. The definiteness of purpose. That's number one. Number two, desire. Number three, self-reliance. Number four, definiteness of plans. Number five, accurate knowledge. Number six, cooperation. Number seven, willpower. Number eight, habit. And I'm going to go back over it again. Number one, being definiteness of purpose. Number two, being desire. Number three, being self-reliance. Number four, being definiteness of plans. Number five, being accurate knowledge. Number six, being cooperation. Number seven, being willpower. And number eight, being habit. Now, since we have heard the eight factors of persistence that you may be lacking in, now I'm going to move on. Do you have a few areas requiring work? Do you have a few areas in your life requiring work? Because we can sit and listen to tapes, or we can sit and listen to lectures and sermons. We can sit among people in meetings until we have actually did some work on the very things that we are lacking in. It would just be just like a song that we have never written, but a song that we admire. And we can play that song back and forward as many times as we want. And it's just like us receiving the word of God, receiving information, receiving wisdom and knowledge, and receiving true history. Now, until we can actually go in those various books and to study for ourselves, we will receive more benefits like that. It's just like seeing somebody exercising, seeing someone working out, and they have a plan to lose so many pounds, burn so much calories, and to build a muscle mass. We can sit back and watch, but we know the very things that they are doing, we need to be doing ourselves. And that's why it takes massive action to see a beautiful and a prosperous change in our life. Now I'm going into the following that you may have to eliminate weakness and achieve full success in your personal and professional life. I'm going into reading 12 that I have listed. Number one being, recognize and define clearly exactly what you want. Number two, being decisive and eliminate procrastination. Number three, create definite plans to solve problems. Number four, do not be indifferent or self-satisfied. Always search for better. Number five, accept blame when appropriate. Number six, remain strong in your desire for success. Do not quit at the first signs of defeat. Number seven, have an organized plan placed in writing. Number eight, be ready to move forward on ideas and grasp opportunity when it presents itself. Number nine, be ambitious. Cultivate a desire to be, to do, to own. Number 10, do not search for shortcuts to riches. Let me repeat this again. Number 10, do not search for shortcuts to riches. Number 11, do not fear criticism. Be willing to create plans and put them into action regardless of what other people would think, do, or say. Number 12, use the power of your will, not the power of wishing. This is powerful. This is powerful information that will help anybody, including myself. Whatever weakness I may have in my life, I must face that weakness, and I must be my biggest critic. So when people may criticize me, I will not be upset or get bent out of shape. I will take it, I will look at it, and I will see what they said about me. Is it real? Is it true? What do I need to do to make that area in my life that is weak to be strong, and that area in my life where I'm strong at, to make it unbreakable and unshakable? I thank you for tuning in this morning. Like I said, you can download this show and share this show with others that you may have in mind. And I thank you for always the dedicated one to be tuning in throughout this world and on this show, throughout this world and on this earth as well. I thank you because this internet radio show, this self-development, this personal development, this enlightenment show will benefit all, regardless of your creed, your class, your color, your lifestyle, your age. This show will help all of us to stay on the path and get on the path, traveling, being successful and prosperous, being knowledgeable and wise, and making conscious decisions because we have been blessed with conscious awareness. Thank you for tuning in to the Black Box Show. Have a blessed and prosperous life. Have a blessed and prosperous life, you and your family. Thank you so much.